Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. There we go. Finally, he's in here. Hi guys, it's great to see you all again. Excuse me, I am stoning so much. I'm here with 120. And I'm so stoked. This is actually going to be a field trip because he currently resides in Japan. So you guys know that I have not done Japan yet, so I'm so excited. He's the very first one. Firstly, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is like pretty interesting. Like, I stumbled upon you, and now you're like the first person. I mean, how does it feel to be the first person from Japan to actually be here?
To be wow. It feels weird to be honest, because I feel like I'm setting the bar for people overseas. So I hope I don't make a total ass out of myself. And yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, of course, of course. I'm more excited than you on this. I'm so stoked.
We're actually filming on Instagram right now, so we'll put something up as well, a little bit about it. We share it with all our friends.
Sounds awesome. I love that. I love that. All right, let's jump to everything. So these are called the no-brainer ones. These are ones that are favorite, my favorite, and also
Okay.
ones that I typically like to just boost out, just knock out.
Right.
I like to start off with just getting to get this. Oh shoot! You know what? It's rude of me. The fans have no idea who you are. It was rude of me. I should have just went with this. Why don't you introduce yourselves to the entire world? I'm sorry, and I
No
forgot.
worries, no worries, no worries. I didn't say it's early in the morning. Who is 120? I'm an influencer. I'm a vocalist, and I am the CEO of a multimedia brand here in Tokyo. I've been doing music for about God, like 20 years, you know. We just started doing it super seriously, I'd say 5 years ago. And I've done everything from Mercedes commercials to like Red Bull stuff, and I'm on a Nintendo Switch's game system. So there's a lot of things that I do, but I just like to tell people that I'm an entertainer, entrepreneur, and an influencer.
Ah, sick, sick. That is awesome. It's awesome. And that's a huge plus. You're an entrepreneur and you work and you have a business and you're working and you worked with TikTok. I mean, this is huge. I mean, that's like huge.
Yeah, we it's just kind of stuff that I fell into. I'm on BuzzFeed Japan, Asian Boss, that kind of stuff. And it's just like friends, hit me up like, "Hey man, I gotta connect. You want to be on here?" And they kept hitting me up. So here I am out here being this. I'm the token black guy in Asia, I guess.
Wait, are you seriously a tough black guy?
A token black guy? Yeah. I mean, I can't avoid it, you know, because usually when we look at like Asia, Korea, I've been to South Korea, I've been to a couple different countries in Asia, and usually like I'm the only black person there. There's not that many of us around in Asia.
Wow. You blew me away. I did not know that. I thought you were like those general white Japanese people, no offense.
No. I'm from Brunswick, Georgia. I grew up like in the same city where they shot Ahmaud Arbery. I'm from the block, but I just live in Asia.
Awesome. That is so amazing. That's cool. I just thought you were one of those, but great to have you. I love blacks. I love black culture. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. But anyway, back to my no-brainer. I just
Yeah, hit me
wanted
with your best no-brainers.
what got you interested in being a vocalist and being in music anyway?
I've been in the music as a my entire life, really. Like I grew up in the church, you know. I grew My grandparents, they really pushed me to be into music. My mother's a pianist, my father's a spoken word artist, and I mean, it's just been around, you know. Music is always been something that came easy. Art and performing has always been something that has come easy. And about 3 or 4 years ago, we decided to my wife and I, we both quit like our jobs, and we're doing this full time. And it's no looking back.
Oh wow, that's like huge. I mean, firstly, props to you for doing it for 20 years. That's pretty dope. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'm proud of
Yeah,
that.
I think people
And really
don't.
also, oh sorry, my bad. Continue. I'm
Oh
sorry.
no. I was just gonna say, it just takes a lot. So, what people see right now is a result of a lot of grinding. That was all I was gonna say.
Oh, cool. Good to know. That's good. And also what I was gonna add to that was that you had the courage to quit your job because of music. I mean, really, like, what got in your brain and decided to do that? I mean, you and your wife did it to start a business. Was it business
Well,
or music?
she didn't jump on first. So really, really where this idea comes from is in that, like, I've never believed in particularly, like, I never really cared, I would say, about a particular career, right? I just wanted to do art. I just wanted to do music. I've always been the kind of person where if I had enough to live, I have enough food, I have enough water, I got a roof over my head, then I'm good as long as I can make art and I can create. And for so long, I did everything but that. I served in the military for 5 years. I worked at bars and I did all kind of odd jobs, And after the military, I kind of felt like I really didn't really have a purpose or something like that. Like my plan was to just get out of the military and go take a contractor job or something. I could make good money doing it, But I wasn't happy. Looking at like. I thought like, okay, that's just what life is gonna be like, Like it's just gonna be that's just gonna be what it is, I'm just gonna like get me a low fade and drive a Honda and just work at this company for 50 years and retire. And I never wanted that. So after about a year back here in Japan, after coming back for the second time, I was bartending and I really, really hated that kind of job. And I didn't quit my job. I just got laid off from the job. I didn't really care about it because it didn't make any money anyways. So I thought, okay, this is it. Instead of going and trying to go and get another job, instead of continuing to run in the rat race, then I should put all my skills to the test. I should put my knowledge to the test and we should try and do the entrepreneur thing. And I use my network and here I am and it's working.
Yeah, I can definitely tell. I can definitely tell. And it's fantastic how you're able to manage all that, to manage a business and doing music. I mean that's pretty impressive that you're able to do all that.
it's not just, you know, it's not just I look at music as a business. It's not just I'm an artist, you know. Music is simply a means for me to really have a career, as opposed to doing something like, you know, say being a bartender. You know, being a bartender, I could work, you know, 9 to 5, and I could have that job, and at the end of the day, I get what I made in that day, right? But, you know, doing music, building these relationships, and working these relationships that I have, working my network, making something out of this leads to really, really big jobs that lead to really, really good opportunities. You can't just get work in one place.
Yes, you are absolutely correct, 100%. But I'm just blown away. Like, it'll take me a bit before I'm calmed down, before I'm relaxed. It'll take me a bit.
I'm completely calm. It is 6:17 in the morning, but I'm here with you.
Can y'all believe that? Over there, it's 6 a.m. He's up here doing this with me. That's like persistent. That's like you're really dedicated. It's not like this is your first interview ever.
No, this is not. But we plan our whole day around what this is even this interview is a perfect example of like how I started thinking, you know, as an entrepreneur. You know, even this is the reason why I'm staying up at this hour, and the reason why I picked an earlier hour to do it is because we have an event to make an appearance at, and also have to shoot and do photos and a full production for this party that's going on here in Tokyo. So that's not until 10 o'clock tonight. So after this, work on some videos, pass out. I'm going to sleep all day, and I'm going out. We're going to step out, right, you know?
Wow. That's pretty amazing. And you got your whole day plan. I mean, most people don't even have their day plan. Most people just go by the fly. I mean, but
not me. My manager plans my day. Not me. She makes sure that you know, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm terrible at planning. She even set up this interview.
Gotcha. That makes better sense. That makes better sense. But overall, I am very impressed. I'm very impressed.
Thank you so much. And likewise, I was really impressed with what I saw from your page.
What? Really?
Yeah. You have your stuff together. You know, you have your whole Discord. You have your whole Discord and everything. And what you, the information that you do relay on everything, you say exactly what you are, who you are. And I know exactly why. You know, like, you talk to somebody and they're like, I'll charge this much for that. And you're like, why should I pay you this much as opposed to person X or Y or Z? I can definitely see that you have put time and effort into what you're doing here. So I super duper appreciate you for having me on the show as well.
Aww. I love compliments. Aww. You're making me cry. I'm sorry.
Aww. Yeah, honest compliment. No, seriously, you definitely have your stuff right.
No, that's so sweet. I'm sorry. I'm gonna cry later. thank you. We have to continue. So I think me and the fans are very interested to know, like, you're a vocalist, right? But I know what kind of music you make. They don't know that. So I want to kind of fill in on what your music process is. And I generally ask this question because it's really important that, you know, we know, like, what kind of vocalist are you? Because you know that there's types of musicians out there that are just, they just wait for something big to happen, then they just go with the flow. And there's others that have everything precise and planned, and they already know their life. What is your music process like? How do you go about music? How does everything come together to make the lead song? Or
yeah. So there's two lanes, right, that I have that I go on whenever I embark on a music project, right? So if it's a commercial project, that's a little bit more cut and clean. We have I have different agents that I work with from a few different companies out here in Tokyo, and the agent will just hit me up, say, hey, I got a commercial for you. It pays this much. If the commercial airs, it pays this much. And then, you know, I just show up to the studio. It's very quick and easy. That just comes from I've just been doing it for a long time, you know. So I go in there and do what they want me to do. It usually takes like an hour or two, and then my manager forwards the payment details, and then I wake up in a month and I got the bag. And as far as the second lane of what I do, it's my personal stuff, right, which is kind of branding for our multimedia company and a mixture of also my own music. And I make like I make city pop type music. I make like a feel good kind of, not big band, you know, maybe a little bit of funk vibes, R&B vibes for sure, and definitely some Southern hip hop influence. I listened to a lot of T.I. growing up, but I also listened to James Brown, Prince, and I like a lot of new things like The Weeknd, Drake. And so it's a combination of all of that. I don't feel like I have to fit in one lane because I'm using this also as a piece of promotional content for my company. So I really just make feel good music that is funky, that is poppy, and that is it's something for everybody, you know.
Right. You're absolutely right. And I love that you diverse yourself. I love that you listen to everybody and everything. I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, I've been doing this for over a year and I've met over 10 musicians. I'm all for it.
Wow. Yeah. You got to listen to everything. And I think when you talk about trying to make it a business, I don't think, I could do one thing. That's one thing. But me, my whole brand is that I do. That I am versatile, and I'm definitely very vocal about the voice acting and things like that, because that's what makes me up, you know. So that's my brand.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you're precise. I love that you have everything perfectly aligned, in you know, perfect harmony, so everything goes the way you needed to go, and you go simply like that, which is perfect.
Yeah, it's important to have everything. To I meet so many musicians, right, and they'll be like, "Yo, I'm trying to." So they'll say, "Your man hook me up with a gig or something." And these days, like, if people ask me something like that, you know what I do? I tell them, "All right, man, send me your press kit." And if they don't send me a press kit, then I know they full of shit. But you know, that's just a good way for me to kind of see who's serious, because it's really, really hard to figure out who's serious about it and who's not. But once you got that team, then every time you move, and everybody's professional, everybody's on point. It feels good. I can wake up and decide I'm gonna have a good day today because I'm gonna be around good people.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Absolutely. And that's the same thing when somebody emails me, oh, thanks for the follow. That's the same thing when somebody emails me wanting to do an interview. I have to kind of see where they're coming from.
Right.
You don't want to get a random person to work with, and then they end up being, well, nothing. You don't want that, no.
Yeah, or bad for your brand, God forbid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, That's why everything is lined up the way it is with my operation. Is it just has to be, you know, for anybody to take us seriously, it has to be. I have clients that are like, yo, like we did a job with like Ralph Lauren. Like, I can't come to them with no BS, you know. I gotta come correct if you're gonna work at that level. So I take it really serious. It's my job.
Yeah, totally. And I respect what you're doing. I mean, I totally do. You have everything like aligned and in a specific way that it needs to be, in order to build success and to build your brand, which is honestly really incredible that you're doing it, and you've done it for a while. So it, like, I could really trust you if I was doing a commercial. If we were really working together, you built that trust.
Yeah, I want it to be good, you know what I mean? I see so many musicians, you know, like, they hit me up on Instagram, like, yo, man, like, how did your video do well? Or how did you get this done? And, like, they're always asking me, like, kind of like a shortcut, or like, how, and I understand that, but, you know, for me, and for my manager, and for my team, like, we go and learn these skills. We're sitting and we're watching YouTube for, like, hours and hours. We're staying up till 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, like, grinding to make this happen. So it's definitely not an accident. It's the result of a lot of studying and taking this seriously.
100%, 100%.
Yeah.
Anyway, your methods are definitely working. They are. Your methods and the way you're doing is like amazing. Overall, it's incredible.
I'm looking at like Apple, you know? I'm looking at like when you go buy a new iPhone, what is that experience like? And that's the experience that I want to provide to people. No matter what it is, like if it's a music video, I want it to be clean and professional looking, you know? We're working, we're getting there, you know? Like it's very expensive to put out quality. Like I want to put out quality, but we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, and we're investing every day.
Yes. So 100. And wow. I mean, do you actually mean the actual Apple, you know, the company Apple? Do you just mean something else?
Sorry, ask the question again, please.
Because you mentioned Apple, and I thought you were talking about the company Apple, or the name of something else.
Well, I mean, I just mentioned it because I aspire to operate. It's like, you know, set your goal really high type of vibes for me. I aspire to operate like a company like Apple. I'm not going to say even, of course, we won't operate like that. But of course, that's a really almost impossible goal to achieve. But because of that, like, you know, when you go buy a new iPhone, it's like the box finna be clean, the plastic finna be looking, it's going to have the new smell. It's going to be slick, you know, you're going to get the warranty with it. Like, it's going to be tight. So when you pay that big price for that phone, like, you know, you finna get that quality that only Apple can give you. And it goes all the way down from, like, the customer service all the way down to, like, the product. So to me, that's how I'm looking at it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you have a really good point. I mean, I'm really scared to use Apple. No offense. But you just have a really good point with that one.
It could be anybody, you know. It could be Amazon or it could be Walmart or wherever it is, whatever company you trust. You trust that company because at the end of the day, like, they make you feel special.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you're doing right now. That's what you do with everybody.
Yeah. I'm very conscious of what I say. I'm conscious of how I look. I'm conscious of, like, everything, because you know you got to treat people good, you got to keep putting out that positive energy, and people will feel it.
There's nothing but the truth there. Oh my god, sorry, my brain's on fire, but I'm just rolling with it. Anyway, let's continue on.
Yeah. You got some more questions for me.
Yes, and were you about to say rap? Like he was about to say rap.
To say rap?
Yeah, you were about to say, like, do you have any more rap questions? And I'm like, I accept everybody.
I didn't mean to, you know, usually people interview me and they're like, okay, like, let's talk about rap. And I'm like, I'm not ride or die about rap. I just, you know, that's just the first thing I found. But yeah, if you have other questions, if you have rock questions, bluegrass questions are okay. Any kind of question.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm not going to get that specific, but I'm going with general ones because this podcast frees you. So I'm going to start with the general one. Honestly, I wanted to get this from you.
Okay.
This is very important to know as well.
Okay.
How could you generally describe your music and describe yourself as a musician? I mean, I just need to know. The fans need to know.
Describe my music as a little bit dark, a little bit sexual, a little bit silly, and a lot of abstractness, the vibe of it. And as far as if I had to put it in one category, I would say pop. You know why? Because I've been living in Japan, right? Like you live in America, right? So you, when you get ready, you get dressed, you know, do you play music out loud when you're getting dressed? Do you like play music in your car?
Yes, I absolutely do. Every time I wake up and I'm about to head out, I always play music.
You
that's
got the
like
song, right? You like, this is my song, right?
Yeah.
So we don't have that here in Japan. Not I would say the only people that have that are probably like in their late 30s and or in their late 40s, and they have a successful business or something like that, or they have a family and they really need a car. So like, for instance, like in our case, we're getting to the point where we need a car, but a driver's license is about $3,000 in Japan. So a lot of people, most people actually don't use cars for that reason. And also because the public transportation system here is one of the most efficient in the world. So we don't listen to music in cars. We don't listen to music loud because Japanese people value like privacy and being quiet. So we don't really listen to music loud. If I listen to it, it's on my computer or it's like definitely not on speakers. And with that in mind, I make music that you would listen to in any other situation but being in a car or being somewhere where you can play loudspeakers. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
It's lounge music. It's coffee shop music. It's mall music. It's grocery store music. It's all of that, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's really cool. And, wow, damn. I'm just very shocked. $3,000 for a driver's license. I mean, firstly, that's like devious. I mean,
that's crazy, like, right?
Yes, I mean, that's like devious. I mean, why the hell would you charge somebody $3,000 for a little piece of card that's a driver's license? Now I can see why. And when I look at right. Japan, I don't see a lot of cars.
Right. Well, it's because of the public transportation system, you know, like it's just one of those things, like there's less cars, there's less demand for cars, so it's more expensive to have a car.
Exactly. And that's probably why, because they're emptying more pockets. Because it's so innovative, they require more money and they have more price and they more the empty pockets, so it's more innovation.
And also, it's the school. Not the school, but it's the school. Like you, because you have to go to a school, right? Their standards for like getting a driver's license in the first place is a lot higher. So it's really the school that kills you. The license itself is never that expensive. It's the school fee that's included in the license. So when you get the license, you can't just go and get a license. You got to go and like, oh, I went to this school to get my license. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. That is crazy.
But they have like the best training in the world. Like if you have a Japanese license, you can get a license anywhere in the world. Like it'll transfer over. But if you come from another country and then you try and use your stuff here, it may not work.
Oh, you tried?
I lost my license going 107 miles an hour in a Prius on the Jersey Turnpike in Virginia. So no, I did not try, but I know people who have.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, a bit of a
wild. How do you travel anywhere without your license?
What's up?
Like, how do you travel? No, I know that's not music, but I'm just
kidding. Me not having a license has not affected my life in the slightest out here. I just take the train. Like, the train station is like 10 minutes from my house. The nearest bus stop is like a 2-minute walk away from my house. And I live like on the outskirts of Tokyo. I don't even live in the center of the city. If I lived in the center of the city, you can expect the train station to be maximum a 15-minute walk away. And the nearest bus stop is probably like 1 minute away from me. So, yeah, I don't even feel like not having a car at all.
Okay, that's cool. I just wanted to get a little opinion. I mean, it's a lot different than here, so just getting a little opinion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got to know.
Yes. Oh, my God. Ooh. I'm just taking in all this. Japan might be the last place I visit. That might be the last place.
Why would you say it might be the last place? Why would you not visit? I'm interested. I'm always interested.
I mean, just look at it. I mean, firstly, there's not a lot of blacks, and I would not. Well, it's kind of hard to go somewhere and you look around and nobody can, compare to you or feel the same way you feel. So it's almost like
But
you
I mean, but what situation would that affect your experience in? I mean, you're in a foreign country, like.
It wouldn't affect my experience or anything. That's just a side thing. The other side
Okay.
thing is the craziness of Japan. I mean, it's big. So much goes on. They have different rules and expectations, and it's different over there, and not just a regular different thing that happens in America, but it's
Right.
just different. It's just different things, and for me, sometimes it's hard to, kind of experience something that's out of, ordinary. Because
Your comfort zone.
$3,000 for a driver's license here in America, 16-year-olds can get driver's license
For
for
like
a little
$30,
something.
right? Right,
Yeah.
right. Well, I mean, but you don't people, so I hear this a lot, right? I hear this a lot. I hear the same thing a lot. The thing is, you don't really, those things don't really affect your life. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it is very strict, for instance, right? But I haven't seen anybody that it would matter whether they were being strict or not. Like, the only time that affects my life is if I have a client that's Japanese and then they're really strict. But I mean, or, I'm applying to get a bank card or something, then yeah, they're strict about it. But I mean, who's coming here and applying for bank cards? If you're coming and, coming on vacation, then it's pretty carefree and very easy to get around and friendly for foreigners. As far as like the culture, again, you're not really gonna run into it enough for you to notice because you won't be here long enough to notice it.
That's very true. I did not think about that. That's very true.
I only noticed it because I've been living here a long time, But you would probably come here and be like, damn, yo, all the Japanese people were super nice to me, and everybody was just real nice, and everything was just automatic, and it was just super nice and friendly. And that's what it's like.
That's really cool. Maybe I'll take back what I said. I'll take back what I said.
It's worth a visit. It's one of the most beautiful countries I've been in. And I've been in a lot of different countries. And the nicest people, even if people don't like you, though, you'll never know. They won't say anything. And people just leave me alone. I like that.
All right. Take your word for it. That's perfect. I'll take your word for it. I'll take it. All right. Thanks for that insight. Now I always ask this because I love to say interested. But excuse me, I'm thinking. Right. So do you have any new music coming out? Do you have any exciting things happening in the future? I mean, fill us in. I mean, you
Yes.
want to.
Yes. Oh, okay. So there are three things that are happening. Okay. So one, there is a video game system on which there will be a song coming out. I can't tell you the game system or nothing like that, but just look out. If you see 120 on a video game on a new next gen system, so it's you only got three choices. So if you see 120 on one of the title screens for one of those, we have that coming out. There is another song that I'm gonna be releasing with the producer called Zuma. He's a pretty well-known Japanese producer, and we're gonna put a lot into this one. We're trying to outdo our last video, Tora Tora, which did 22,000 views. And we have one more project that is coming out on a streaming television site, everybody's favorite streaming television site. But I can't again mention the name, but it will be up, and you'll definitely know it if you see it and you're into anime. So we have those things to look forward to. A lot of
Awesome,
contract and stuff signed, so
awesome.
I can't talk about a whole lot of it.
That's okay, that's okay. I don't expect you to say all of it. I just wanted to get at least a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely some stuff coming out. Stay, y'all should watch the Instagram, because that's where you'll get the hints. And as I'm allowed to release information, I'll release information about it as well.
Awesome. That is perfect. That is awesome. That's awesome. Well, I already followed, so I'm gonna keep updated. I'm so excited.
Please, and I'll definitely be watching your page as well.
Sick, awesome. Yeah, our page is very active. And along with, All the regular ones, you know. You'll get your own personalized post, so you'll get tagged and everything, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll share your stuff too. I'll share your stuff. I definitely like the look. My manager was researching your page.
Oh, really? I was in a Google search? Not me being on Google.
You got some information out there. We can see, you know what you're doing.
Oh, no. Please don't kill me. I'm only a little 20. Please don't. I'm just kidding. I know you guys would not do that. I'm just kidding.
No, we you know, you're good peoples, though. You're good peoples. You're good peoples. We check everybody out just to, you know, gotta know what you're getting into.
I appreciate that a lot. I appreciate it. All right, you blew me away a little bit. All right, now that you've blown me away, now you get to, no, this does not sound right. You blew me away. I get
It
to blow
sounds good.
you away.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Gotcha. I like to do a switch interview. Everybody loves this also. This is your chance to get to know me. You know, because we're building relationships.
Yeah,
The
tell me
first
about yourself. Tell me all about yourself.
anything
Pardon me?
you get to ask anything you want, basically. It's a switch interview.
Okay, what made you get into podcasting? Like, what made you think, like, podcasting is it for me? I want to do the podcasting thing. I saw you said you've been doing it for a year, over a year now. What made you get into it? What was attractive about it?
Oh, good question. March 2020, my job closed down. My job closed. I could not go back to work, and so I had to figure out something else to bring in money. I did a side job tutoring. That was small, though. Me and my friend were talking, and I was wanting to fill in some time. I have tried everything. Name anything. I have tried it. If it's like cute and exaggerating, I didn't. But like general, like things in the summertime, I haven't done. I actually I've tried. I said I tried. Anyway, fast forward. My friend and I, we were talking, and I mentioned a show. I mentioned a TV show that was silly. Then he mentioned a podcast, which. It's very convenient now because we're virtual. So I looked into podcasting. Zoom all the way half the year, and now Rap It Out was made. It was originally a hip hop show, but I extended it to everybody, just in the mission from boredom to actually making this professional and actually helping people. So bam. So yeah.
No, I'm listening.
Right. But yeah, that kind of drove me to podcasting, and I love music. I'm a songwriter, so it makes
Yeah,
sense
I
why
saw.
music. It makes sense.
Right, it makes sense. You said you're a songwriter and you're a director as well.
Yeah, I'm the creator, director, producer, editor, of the show myself.
Nice. I like it. Hands-on approach. So I have a game I want to play with you if I get to ask you questions.
Sure thing. That's fine.
Okay. So I have a game called Three Weird Questions. I've done this game twice on my show on YouTube called Tokyo Tings. And basically I ask you three strange questions about stuff. Are you up to play?
Sure. That's good.
Okay, so first weird question. Would you rather eat a bowl of mayonnaise or a bowl of mustard? And why?
I gotta choose mustard. I do not like mayonnaise and mustard,
Yeah.
tangy. It's very good with a lot of stuff I love to eat, so
A whole jar of it, though. No accessories, like just straight mayonnaise. I
Ugh.
mean, straight mustard, sorry. That doesn't sound much better, does
It doesn't even matter. I don't eat
it?
mayonnaise a lot, so it's kind
But
of hard for
mayonnaise,
me.
yeah, I couldn't eat a whole thing of mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is nasty. Mayonnaise is good on stuff, but just by itself, ugh, ugh.
No, Now mustard as a dip. I could deal with that.
Okay, we can do mustard, but not as a dip. No, just a straight bowl of mustard. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So, what would you rather be, a giraffe or an ant?
A rat or
a giraffe or an ant?
Oh, sorry. Still is a tough question. I gotta pick giraffes. I love their ability. I love how they're biologically structured. With their long necks and in their living environment, like I love how they are, and I love their physical appearance too.
Right.
I love their physical appearance. It's really cool. I like.
Have you ever seen two giraffes fight before?
Yes, I have. My friend.
This isn't part of the thing, but just have you seen that?
Yes, I have. It's funny.
It is hilarious.
I know. It's hilarious. And if I was a giraffe, I mean, I'd be a worldwide comedian.
Yeah, right. You could just stretch your neck and people would be in tears. Okay, mm-hmm. And the last one. How would you burn a piece of paper without fire?
How would I burn a piece of paper without fire? Oof. That's a tough one. How would I burn? Ooh.
I have a way in mind, yeah.
I would use chemicals. I'm in advanced chemistry.
So people, if you hear of a biological attack, then you know who is responsible. Didn't know you were into chemistry though. That's dope. Can you hear me still? Because I can't hear you. Can't hear them now.
All right. How about now?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. It's not me. It's Discord. Discord. Yeah. Sometimes,
Discord is in Discord right now.
Yeah. No kidding. Where did I cut off at?
You cut off at that. It was a difficult question.
All right.
No, you said you use chemicals. I heard that part.
Okay, yeah. I would use chemicals. I have learned a lot about using it. We actually did an experiment, I think, very recently in class where we had to actually, I think we had to burn either a snake skin or like a piece of tablecloth, and we had to burn it without basically using you know what I mean. Fast forward.
Yeah, without any aid or anything.
Yeah.
without a lighter. So yeah, that is my my game. Three real questions. Thank you for playing. Love your answers.
Oh, you are so sweet, so sweet. Mm. That was pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I will look into doing that as like a regular thing. That was actually pretty cool.
Oh yeah. You should.
Yes. I love suggestions. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Everybody, it is 120's turn to give I'm trying to find a word. You know what? Fast forward. It's time for you to give your showcase, basically.
What's that?
Time for your showcase.
Oh, it's a showcase. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. So can I go straight into it?
Yes, you might start when you're ready.
All right, I have a song called Millionaire. And this song is basically talking about how everybody wants to, like, be successful in what they do, right? But we don't understand, like, a lot, you know, until we know, we don't understand the work it takes in order to be successful doing what it is that you love. So Millionaire is a song that was made in the spirit of that. And it was just a wake up call to people saying, hey, you know, if you're really serious, you know, get on your grind and, you know, put in the hours and put in the work. And but most people don't want to do that. So I'm setting up the audio right now. Can you hear me still?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm setting up the audio. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. This is Millionaire. Let me know if you can hear the music clearly. Can you hear that all right?
Pretty good.
All right. Everybody wanna be a millionaire, nobody wanna do the work. Everybody wanna be a millionaire, nobody wanna do it. Everybody wanna be a millionaire, nobody wanna do the work. Everybody wanna be a millionaire, nobody wanna do it. Everybody working to stay alive, they say they want it. That almighty dollar. We're simple people and we don't need much. We need love. We need that fire. So we can purchase our desire. I don't remember how many times I worked and I worked and I worked through the night. We just want to, we just want the dollar, and everybody want to be rich. But they won't do the work. They won't do it. Listen, because everybody want to be a millionaire. Nobody wanna do the work. Everybody wanna be a millionaire. Nobody wanna do it. Everybody wanna be a millionaire. Nobody wanna do the work. Everybody wanna be a millionaire. Nobody wanna do it. Okay, that is Millionaire. Sorry, my voice is a little bit shot to pieces, but we will do our best here. So the next one coming up is called Tora Tora. And this one is something about my youth, I guess you could call it. Okay. Are you still with me there?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's see. This is the... Okay. No, that is not it. That is the early. One moment here. Let's pull up the.
No worries. Take your time.
All right. Here we go. So this one is called Tora Tora. Tora Tora means tiger, tiger in Japanese. And this song is basically. A song that is an expression of my youth. It's like, you know, talking about being young and you know, you're out here playing around and it's talking to people who have ever felt like they don't get enough from their partner or they feel like they are lacking something. And you're young, you know, and you're scared. You want to hold on to whatever relationship you're in. And, yeah, that's what this is about. You know, growing up, I'm 31 now, but this is about when I was hungry. And I was out there. Let me grab a glass of water real quick. Make sure the pipes are ready. Right. Okay. All right, here we go. This is Tora Tora.
Creeping in the night, he's feeling dangerous. Insatiable bloodlust, nothing is good enough. Stalking his meal with a clever disguise. You'll see the beast if you look in his eyes. Man turning the tiger, now he's a bakemono. Sukiyaki, I wanna feed on you tonight. Cause one is the number of the tiger. He's hunting for his prey, a terrifying tiger. He's half man in a cage with an animal. Do you feel afraid? No feeling safe enough. Might tear you down. Locked away your love. Inside's tearing up. He's guilty. He's burning up. I'm chasing you. I'm sorry I left you unread. If you surrender, you're dead. I relived it inside my head. Might have to wear you down, but that's okay. I used to eat you every day. Now all I feel is hunger pain. One is the number of the tiger. He's hunting for his prey, a terrifying tiger. He's half man in a cage with an animal. Animal. Tiger, tiger on the loose. On the loose. I don't care if there's a tiger watching me. On the loose. On the loose. I don't care if there's a tiger watching me. The tiger's watching you. The tiger's watching you.
Yeah, that is Tora Tora. And yeah, those are my songs. I do have one more, but I don't know if you guys have room in this set for one more.
You know what? Go ahead.
Okay. So I have one called Refined. I didn't know am I reaching? Am I doing too much?
No, you're good.
Okay. So I have one, and the reason why I want to do this is because my roots are in hip hop. So I want to kind of show that we can do that too, to show the versatility. So let me, this is produced by Cameron DeVell. Cameron DeVell produced the last one as well. That's my producer. He's in the States. Shouts out to my man. And he produced this one. This was a little hip hop bop that we did. This is more of a, you know, just having fun. This is just saying, you know, I do all of this stuff, but you don't really have to do it the way I do it. You know, it's just saying, do you. So this is called Refine.
Please don't do as I do. I know I'm not perfect and I gotta be fine too. Please let me remind you. I know I'm not perfect and I gotta be refined too. True, true, true. That's true, 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 true. Don't you wanna be a young trendsetter? Don't you wanna look like you the man? Please don't copy me. You just my OD. In a world of action figures, Barbie dolls, it's a wonder I can even move it all. Don't do as I do, but that's on YOU. I know you might experience lag. Get the bag, drop it in the grass. Ha ha, get my 7 laughs. That's a foolish move, young Jedi. If you a soldier, might get a wet eye. That's a commitment, that's an enlistment. True, I'm out of breath, but I get it right back. Maybe I shouldn't be running the track. Anyways, don't try it at home. If you wanna sit on top of the throne. Yo, please don't do as I do. I know I'm not perfect and I gotta be refined too. Yo, please let me remind you. I know I'm not perfect and I gotta be refined too. True, 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 that's true. True, 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 that's true. Don't you wanna be a young trendsetter? Don't you wanna look like you the man? I used to drink, sample. Young one, you up? This is the anthem, singing this anthem, making paper like I was at Scranton.
Burn it on a dancer, dummy, like a crash test.
And I cheated on my last test. Please don't think it ain't fly. You think it ain't fly, but I'm over that. Been spitting these bars where over at. Might be a little sloppy. I might do a little drink. But I'm not your role model. So I don't care what you think. Don't do what I do. Don't do what I do. Yeah. Please don't do as I do. I know I'm not perfect and I. Yo, yo. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not. I'm not. Don't do as I do.
And that was Refined.
Wow. Pretty great songs. Wow.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. Thank you.
Yes, of course. That was really fantastic. You should.
Yeah. If I can get like a nice audio setup, we can do and we can, if I'll we'll do another one. We'll check in again and we'll do another one. I'll have all the audio set up all nice and everything, and we'll get down nasty.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you coming by. Thank you so much for taking time.
And to all of the Japanese people that are listening, 本当に今日なんかありがとうございます。めちゃめちゃ嬉しいです。すいません。Okay.
Awesome, cool. But thanks again. I really do appreciate it.
I as well.
And it's been a pleasure meeting you. It's a pleasure to get to know a little bit about Japan. Thank you so much for enlightening us with a little bit of that.
That's definitely cool. Definitely. You guys make sure to go check out the Wrap It Out podcast. It's your boy 120 Bags. Konnichiwa, bitches. We out here. Tokyo 2021.
Oh my god. I can't believe you said bitches. But...
Was I not supposed to say that? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's explicit okay. Shit. But I didn't know.
Okay. You okay. Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know. Okay. Gotta keep it PG for the kids at home listening.
Okay. Most kids don't actually listen to this. Actually, young adults and 30-year-olds listen to this.
Yeah, that's our age group, right? That's the people podcasting, and 30 is like the new 20. We're killing it.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No kidding. But again, I appreciate you being patient and being wonderful. Trust me, we will do this again.
Thank you so much, Musically. Thank you for having me on. And I really appreciate you taking time out. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes, of course. We appreciate you tuning in and sharing your insight with us. Do you have anything lastly for the fans out there?
Yeah, check me out on Spotify. I'm under 120. My music is available on TikTok, Instagram. It's available everywhere. It's available on Tidal. Got a new project coming out with Zuma. Look out for that and stay tuned on the 120 channel for the release of the Too Deep music video shot in Nijima, Tokyo.
Cool. Awesome. You guys check those out. Make sure to support Rapid Out Podcast. We are everywhere. We started TikTok ourselves, so we're right now on TikTok. I will be posting a new video soon. I'm not sure when, but I will. So it's Rapid Out Podcast on TikTok. It is Rapid Out Podcast everywhere. You name it, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Thanks again, 120. You guys check out his music and everything that goes on.
Follow my Instagram, 120360. Also, A, I would love to have you on my podcast too, the Matt Bigelow podcast. Hit me up.
Oh, yes. Send me the details of the DM. I would love to guest on there.
Will do.
Yes. Ooh. All righty. Well, guys, that's a wrap for tonight. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. And don't worry, it's not rushing or anything. This is schedule wise. Get it? Schedule business. It's so funny. That's so hilarious.
We love it.
That's so hilarious. But anyway, just in general. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and enjoying Rapid Out. Keep watching, keep tuning in. And all you bitches out there who are not checking it out, suck a dick. See you guys soon on the next one I do. And have a great night, y'all. Peace, and have a great rest of your day. 120 hours to talk after this. Anyway, see you guys soon. Bye.